To this time where we can join together. We've got this time to reflect, to pause, to give thanks for Ivy's life, to praise her Saviour and her Lord. And it's our prayer that we better to do these things this evening. A couple of notices as we begin. On your way out, there's an offering box. If you'd like to give a donation, no pressure to do so. But if you'd like to, then the money's going to be passed on to two groups, two projects that were close to Ivy's heart. First, David and Chris Brown. She supported them, prayed for them, followed their ministry over many years. And secondly, for the Little Limes Parent and Toddler Group, which meet here each Friday. And we know that Ivy loved children and was a Sunday school teacher, among other things. And so two projects that are close to her heart. And the second thing is this, and the family would like to invite you all to stop after the service for food. So do feel free to do that, to enjoy time with them and to look at the displays of their memories and photos of Ivy. Well, in the context of difficulties and afflictions, Jeremiah writes this. He says, this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore I will wait for him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. And we can see that in Ivy's life. Her hope was in the Lord. The Lord was faithful. Through times of difficulty and afflictions, yes, but the Lord was faithful. And says, with this in mind, that we can praise the Lord with our first hymn as we sing, Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. Let's stand together and praise the Lord together.